Alaska Extension Almanac.
Ownership and operating costs for harvest equipment are going to be amongst the biggest expenditures on a farm operation. Then there's the option to hire a crew to come and do the harvest for you. UNL Farm and Ranch Management Analyst Glennis McClure talks about which option could be more efficient and financially sound for your operation.
The Nebraska Custom Rates Report that we do is done every other year. That information is provided by custom operators who charge others for their field operations that they do. So actually, again, it's an excellent market rate study, and it's very, very, very highly utilized across Nebraska each year. But the survey figures are generally sent in and gathered early in the year of the report. So these figures from the 2022 report likely come from what was charged in the 2021 timeframe for harvesting. Reported later that year, or early 2022, when the operator has time to fill out the survey. So again, we need to keep in mind as we near this 2023 harvest season, some of these rates are 1.5 to almost 2 years old, and we need to consider what has changed in the market as we're figuring new rates. So of course, fuel rates have gone up. So we asked folks in that survey what they're figuring on their diesel prices, you know, in their rates that they charged back in that 2021-22 timeframe. And they were figuring $3.05 per gallon. So we know that farm diesel has gone up. So there should be some adjustments to the rates based on that, I would say. And also, I think we've seen a lot of pressure on labor costs. Labor costs have gone up, as well as we know, our harvest equipment, the combine power units, our headers, and then other related equipment that we use out in the field when we're doing custom work, those prices have likely gone up as well, and that's for both new and used equipment. So yes, so folks can still use the old standard paper and pencil and calculator to do some of these figures. But in the article, I provide some information and screenshots from our agriculture budget calculator, our ABC program, that are needed to figure our field operation costs. So in that ABC program, we utilize the Association of Ag Engineering formulas to help figure repairs and salvage value that is used when we calculate depreciation. Information entered into the ABC for the power unit would include a current list price of a comparable machine, your purchase price, what did you pay for that machine, what age was it when you purchased it, what's the current tack hours on that power unit, what is your expected total years of ownership, and your expected hours of usage each year. Some similar information is also needed in on the implement side of things, including like the coverage rate. So how many acres per hour are you actually harvesting while you're in the field? The example in the article utilized a $370,000 used combine with a new header with a coverage rate of 11 acres per hour. The total cost per acre figured in the calculator then was $46.41 per acre would be our cost of operations. So once we know that figure, an operator could cross-check with other resources, including the Nebraska Custom Rates Report, to see if this is in the range for their area. Again, factoring in that some of that data is a year and a half or so old. And then a percentage could be added to that rate to cover insurance, property tax, machine housing, and you could add a profit margin into that figure. So let's say we add 15% above the $46.41 figure, and that is it's added to that to figure our price or our rate. We might charge them in that $53 per acre ballpark.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by the Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.